Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. Alleluia. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni. My teacher. So this formed the picture of one Christian on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene. It's the first Easter morning, and it's not going well. There's a body missing, there's tears, there's sorrow, there's fear. Woman, who are you looking for? Why are you weeping? Oh, it must be the gardener. Maybe he knows. Maybe he can help. Tell me where you've put him. Tell me where you've put him. I'll take him away. And then one word. John writes the meaning of the word. It's an incomplete meaning. She said to him, Rabboni, and John says it meant teacher. Well, that's the root word, the rabbi part. There's an ending on it, and everybody in the ancient world understood word endings. The N-I at the end, that means my teacher, my teacher. Why does she call him that? Why at that instant on Easter morning, why does she not call him Lord? Why, my teacher? There's a lot hidden in that, and in that little ending, my teacher. Remember Mary Magdalene's background? Tormented. She was one out of whom Jesus had cast seven demons. Tormented. This is a woman who has struggled with her relationship with God. Ah. Someone like us, someone like modern man. This is someone who has not been sure where she stands with God. Is there salvation? Is there life? What happens to us after we die? All of the questions, and questions that circulate, and questions that are discussed, and they're discussed sometimes around Easter. On the way to church this morning, I was listening to the radio, and some pastor said, for my sermon this morning, I will tell you, I asked other people what they believe about Jesus and his resurrection, and I asked the unbelievers. And the answers are fascinating. Oh, it can't be. Oh, I can't, I just can't believe. Oh, I have no idea what happened on that Easter, but it couldn't be. And he says, you know, there's somebody else who on that first Easter said, it couldn't be. Someone took the body. It's missing. Let me ask. Let me try and find out where they took his body. And that's Mary. Who continues to ask until she runs into Jesus and says, where have you taken his body? Don't you love how Jesus reveals himself, and he does this over and over and over again? It's almost like the joy of Easter and throwing everything into a turmoil and changing everything from what you'd normally expect is so much fun. that he's going to be there and surprise her. Mary. Split second. She has learned that everything she believed was wrong. Dead bodies stay dead. And it's not easy to come to God. And her future, all uncertain. And Jesus teaches her. He had taught her before through miracles and through the things that he said and the sermons that he preached. But now he teaches her with one word that she belongs to God, that there is a resurrection from the dead, that Jesus is the one, that he brings salvation, that he brings eternal life. He's the Lord of life and he has conquered death and hell. He is the Lord of angel armies, Lord of Sabaoth. Sometimes we sing a military picture. He is the one that has invaded this world and brought the kingdom of God. Single-handedly, one soldier for God, boots on the ground in our world, and it changes everything. And it can never, ever, ever be the same. In a flash of recognition, Mary understands this. Then there's the joy. And it's a joy that, what can you say about it? Spontaneous, overwhelming. It's a joy that is so powerful that it endures through anything and everything, because this truth is never going to go away. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. The truth that he rose from the dead, the truth that by his cross all of sin is swept away, the truth that there's heaven, there's eternity, and God calls you his own, and you belong. What can Mary do with that? We figure it out by Jesus' response. Stop clinging to me. In between those verses. She said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni. Jesus said to her, use a different, stop clinging to me. What happened in between? She grabbed on. She wouldn't let go. Why? Because in this risen body, she has her future. She has all of this new truth about heaven, about life, about the resurrection, about her soul, about faith, about the relationship with God, everything in that one risen body. And she's not going to let go. And Jesus sort of has to peel her off. Because he's got a job for her to do. Go and tell my brothers. I love that choice of word. Go and tell my brothers. No, this is not James and Jude. No, go and tell my brothers. That's not only Peter and John and Thomas and Matthew. Go and tell my brothers. Do you know? That task he sent her on just keeps going on and on and on. Because you know who he calls his brothers? All of us. We'd say brothers and sisters, but in the flash of that moment, go tell my brothers. Tell them what? I'm ascending to, here it comes again, my Father and your Father, the Lord of life, has done it. The Lord of life has called you something and given you words to speak and given you that relationship and all of eternity and heaven itself, and the Lord of life has given you you. A new you. Restarted and recreated. How do you phrase that? Is it Signy 2.0? The new version. Yeah. And we get that through his gospel, through our baptism. He pours out life and he keeps on pouring out life into our lives, into our souls, unleashing heaven itself. What an amazing Savior we have. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.